I've been looking at my reflection all week long. No, I'm not that vain. I'm not looking in a mirror. But I've been on this musky trip, and I'm staring into the water every day. And you know what? I'm not sure I like what I see, but it reminds me of this. We're all a reflection to someone. And guess what? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you are having a great week. Yes, I'm out on my musky hunting trip. And the first 2 days were not that good. But yesterday, you can see on social media I posted that I crushed a 54-inch muskie. It was like reeling in a giant pig to the boat. Took about 10 minutes. It was unbelievable. I literally was thanking God. What a great gift. So now it's Muskies 2, Garth 1, and I still have a few more days to go out there and slay them. Hey, reach out to me, TDA, GiantSlayer@gmail.com. Why not send me some pictures of your fishing trips? Love to see it. And remember, we're brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. Ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Hey, this last week I heard a great line by Jocko Willink on the Joe Rogan podcast. He was talking about jiu-jitsu, you know, that martial arts thing. And he was talking about how hard it is to truly master it, and you never really master it. Now, Jocko Willink is he served as a Navy SEAL, and he's got a ton of history and some of the most baddest man on the planet things, and you know, that they do overseas in different countries. So he's trained in jiu-jitsu a lot. Now he's retired, and he goes around and trains CEOs and companies and businesses and leadership and whatever. You get the picture, right? Well, he said he trains people for a few days in some intensive course that helps their mind, their will, their spirit, and then they end up also learning some basic jiu-jitsu moves over the course of 3 to 5 days. He explains to them, after they all feel like they've truly accomplished, you know, what he has taught them, that they've really learned those moves and they're basic and they feel confident, he goes and he tells them, guess what? What you just learned was more or less like almost learning how to write one letter in the alphabet and yet not knowing how to read or write or to speak it. Then he went on to say, and if you learn the alphabet and learn to read it, then and speak it and write it, then all of a sudden you open up another door and see a French word, meaning there are thousands and thousands of words and languages to learn how to read and write and speak. And again, he said, this is what trying to learn jiu-jitsu is like. Then Joe Rogan added, this is why you have to stay humble. You don't know it all, and there was someone out there who doesn't know it all, but still knows more than you. You know, I see a lot of arrogance in today, in our Christian world, mostly, I guess, due to the media, but people are quick to call out pastors, evangelists, any other Christian on predominantly pretty petty stuff, to be honest with you. Okay, I get it. Some of them are trying to build an audience on social media, but still, though some of them are Christ followers, they come across like they know everything or can at least sit in the seat of judgment, and it seems a little crazy to me. Even if you have known Christ your whole entire life, and you know him well, and you know your Bible, and you know the Greek, and you know the Hebrew, and you know the Aramaic, and the history, all of that is still just basically learning how to write one letter in the alphabet and still not knowing how to read or write or speak English. And again, still thousands more languages to learn. No matter how much we think we know about Scripture, God, and the Bible, we still are only barely scratching the surface. So how should one respond to those who we disagree with? Do we call them out? Do we call them out in blatant sin? Or maybe we disagree with the viewpoint or the theology? Well, let's suppose you don't know the person very well, because if you did, it changes the game plan. But for now, you don't know them that well. Maybe not at all. But still, you can always, and I mean always, speak in love. Speak the truth, but speak it in love. I like starting my sentences with something like, that's an interesting take. And then I'll follow up with a statement that contradicts what they're saying, but with love, humility, and I use scripture. I'll say something like this, well, that's an interesting take. How would you respond knowing what you know with what this verse says? And then I will read something out of scripture, and regardless of what they say, again, I respond in love. Think of it this way. When people are in sin or you feel in error, use the Word of God as a reflection tool. Help them see their beliefs compared to who God is and what His Word says. Your job is not to correct them first, but rather steer them first and let the Word of God correct them. Now, I'm not afraid of pointing out the facts and the fallacies of people. I'm not, trust me. But if I do it in a prideful way, I'm creating the wrong inflection or reflection. If I do it in an angry way, I'm creating the wrong reflection. If I do it in a superior way, I again am creating the wrong reflection. So what does James 1, 22 through 24 say? Be doers of the word, not hearers only, otherwise you're deceiving yourself. For anyone who hears the word but does not carry it out is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after observing his reflection, he immediately goes away and forgets what he looks like. Again, we must help people see a reflection from God's perspective. You know the story about Snow White, right? At least I hope you do. Snow White, Seven Dwarfs. Every day, this nasty, witchy queen gets up and she asks the magic mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And the mirror would say, you, my queen, you are the fairest of them all. Now, when the mirror was saying that, wasn't Snow White still around? Yes, she was. She was still a young girl, growing up, and the mirror was answering correctly. But then one day it gives this reflection. No, you are no longer the fairest of them all, queen. Snow White is. So, what's going on? It literally took time for the mirror to finally break the bad news to the queen. Yeah, you're no longer the fairest of them all. And what it really did is it gave a new reflection. But it took time. And it is much like the Word of God when we use it properly in someone's life. When you approach someone in love and use God's Word, it might take time, but you want to be the one who reflects what God says. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.